Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina Mara. Norma Shean, the fabulous actress, is on the line. You are back as Shirley Valentine. Tell me all.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled. Back as Shirley Valentine, and the gaiety are having me back because, well, the demand is there. People just want to have a laugh and they're bringing their mams or their daughters, or some of them are even dragging a fella along. So it's selling really well. And they've added a matinee on Thursday, the 26th, which is actually at a very good rate as well.
So this is the 24th until the 28th of January. And then is it going to be done?
Well, yes and no. I will be doing the Pavilion, Cork Opera House and Waterford. And the Cork Opera House haven't got on sale yet. Waterford is nearly full. That's on the 16th of February. And Pavilion is 8th of April. That's just got on sale. So.
And Norma, you're from Cork. Do you live in Cork?
No, I live in Glenageary, which is just near Dunleary. Yeah. I absolutely love it there because I can throw myself in the water or go up a hill or whatever. But I was brought up in a farm in Cork. But I did pretty much leave the day after my Leaving Cert finished.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, I went into Commerce in UCD. Loved it. Spent most of my time in the Drama Society. Then went on to London to do acting college, RADA. And then worked in London for a bit, but mainly based out of Dublin after that. And I travel a bit with work, but my main base is always been Dublin. My kids are in school here now. So, and sure, the road to Cork is fabulous. It's only 2.5 hours down the road. And I'm not the other side of Cork, you know, the side of Cork where you'd be another 2 hours again trying to get there.
I know. Yeah, take you a year to get there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm the handy side of Cork, yeah.
So this acting game, I mean, you're a long time doing it. Is this kind of the only job you've done?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they say it's cruel if you know what you want to do in life. Mm. And I suppose it's cruel for people who don't know what they want to do. But I always knew I wanted to be an actor. But mother made me do commerce to fall back on. And I use that every day because I'm always trying to do a bit of marketing and a bit of business and keep my accounts in order and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah,
and
see?
Between jobs, I've always slotted into, I've worked in every type of place imaginable. So I'm never short. I don't like a quiet day, let's just say. Mm. But I'm also, what am I doing? I'm doing a play with John Kinney at the moment as well. So it's Matchmaker. And
Yeah,
so that's by John B. Keane. And that now is very, very country era Bagara, and it's fabulous because John Kinney is from Dunbelievable. So he'd be one of my idols from back in the day before I was a professional actor. I used to just watch the video of Dunbelievables over and over and learn the lines. So to get to do a two-hander with him, I'd be pinching myself. And again, that's coming to every theatre in Ireland, pretty much from Castle Blaney to Longford to Sligo to Westport to Cork to Mermaid. I was doing the M50 tour as well.
You certainly need a diary, don't you, to keep track of where you need to be and
Well, it's great with the old phones these days, isn't it? It just pops up and tells you. I put everything in the diary.
I had the maddest experience with John Kinney. He came into studio and he was absolutely hyper. I mean, he lifted me up in the air and was carrying me around the place. And now I wouldn't be a skinny mini either, Norma. So I was like, this man is going to end up with the worst back pain later on.
I don't think he feels pain. I think he's like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
No, he's got, for me, it's a, and you know me, I'm a bit worried, like I'd be, I mean, you'd need me in small doses, I'm so wired. But like, I'd try then to push it up another few notches to keep up with him. Don't want to be out there, and he's giving it socks, and you're only giving it kind of one odd socks, you know?
Yeah.
You really have to meet him, and that's a fabulous challenge, because, you know, I've seen The Matchmaker by John B. Keane done a bit bland, and done a bit static, but my God, does he bring it to life. He's like, he's a loon. It's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Come here. What's this about? You know, when you were in labour, you were in doing a voiceover job. You didn't want to turn down the work. Is that a true story?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I literally, like, my waters could be breaking and I wouldn't say, I know this is terrible and people say it's a bit backward, but I never bring my issues into work. So I'll never go on about, oh, my fella was annoying me or, oh, my kid's a bit sick. Or equally with the pregnancy, I found that even if you're 8.5, 9 months pregnant, if you start saying, oh, I have a pain or an ache, they'll just call someone else. Grind for people in a permanent job who can't get let go and have all their rights around them. There's thousands of other people they can call instead of me. I do remember doing a voiceover, and it was for a big company at the time, and I had been in hospital the night before, but they'd send me home because contractions were only 20 minutes apart, 15 minutes apart. And I went in to do, I was doing the voiceover, and then I'd go out to the toilet every 15 minutes and have the old contraction when I'd feel it coming on and go back in and do another few lines. But listen, I'd say you've done things on air, girl. I'd say you could have a vomiting bug or a pain in your whatever. And you kept plowed on with work, I'd say.
Well, can I tell you, I was actually on air the day that I went into labour as well.
Brilliant. But even when I had COVID, like, I mean, these people who sat down Told you, you haven't laughed. I got loads done during COVID. Mm. Like, you know, I'd sneak out when it was dark for a little walk up the road, but mainly like locked up. I caught up with loads of stuff, watched a few bits and did a bit of accounts and bookkeeping. Like, yeah, I wouldn't be good with nothing to do.
With sitting still. You did Graham Norton's TV adaptation of Holding as well. And it was lucky in that they called you Norma. So that was very handy. DS Norma Casey.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit bitter about that one. I was up for one of the daughters, like in the farm, and then I was up for Pauline McGlynn's part, and I was very close to both. And then, I don't know, I think they felt sorry for me. So they created this role called Norma, Constable or Garda Norman, Detective or something. And she just appears and throws her weight around and goes away again. I mean, blinking, you'll miss me. But I had a great time with Cathy Burke and all the others, Pauline McGlynn and Connell Hill and Amy, and just it was a rake in there. They were so kind. So yeah. It was a lovely job. But I mean, yeah, God, I would have loved to have been on it for a couple of weeks.
It looked like it would be gas to make. Where was that filmed?
Drimaleague, Skibbereen.
Oh, yeah.
The other side of Cork. The Cork side of Cork, you need another day to get to. You know, Castletown Bear and them, they're lovely. And, you know, there's parts of Kerry that are gorgeous. But you really do need to put 5-6 hours aside to get there.
You're not doing the Cork Tourist Board any favours here now, Norma. You've been a Cork woman.
Well, yeah, but you see,
come to Cork.
I'll drive down to my dad in Whitechurch. And I'll drive back that night. That's how easy the Cork Road is to get to Whitechurch.
Look, Norma,
you wouldn't do that to Castletown Bear.
Norma, we look forward to it. We're going to see you in Shirley Valentine, the 24th to the 28th of January, and that is at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. But also keep an eye. I'm sure all your dates and stuff are on your website, are they?
Go to the Gaiety. I mean, the Gaiety are brilliant. For anyone who doesn't know it, like Shirley Valentine, it won awards before the film was even there. They played it. It's a very special piece.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.